up with me, if you would. This world that God has made into. A world full of war, hatred, slavery. A world of intolerance, ethnic hatred, genocide. A world of migrants and refugees and nationless peoples. A world of selfishness, greed, and gluttony. A world without room for a holy and perfect God. A world like the one we live in today. For God so loved the world. When I read this verse from the Bible, I'm surprised by what follows. Actually, by what doesn't follow this verse. Because it doesn't say that God destroyed all of his enemies. It doesn't say that God decided to start over. It doesn't even say that he was so disappointed with his creation that he left and went away. And we could expect such a response if we thought about this holy and perfect God that created everything. This God that created a world and us, humanity, to bring glory to himself and to bring us into relationship with him. But when we turn away from God, the world began to fall apart. The evil, the selfishness that we see in the world today, entered into God's creation and into us. Instead of living in humility, we choose pride. Instead of truth, we often live in lies. Yet despite this rejection, God continued to show his love to this world, to pursue what he loved. Now, God didn't pursue us with an army, with power. He didn't pursue in such a way that there could be no voices of dissent. He didn't shut off Facebook, not allow any connection to the rest of the world. God pursued this world with love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He was born. We're celebrating that tonight. He was born as a tiny infant, rarely noticed except by a few shepherds and some foreigners who happened to come by. Immediately upon his birth, he was pursued by the government, forced to become a refugee and go into a foreign land. And then he grew up with calloused, work-rough hands. A carpenter. And yet, despite all of this, God's plan succeeded. Through his holy and perfect Son, Jesus Christ, God established peace again with this world. He faced the reality of this world, the cold and darkness that's present here, and he overcame it. Through his death and his resurrection, Jesus destroyed the root of evil, and he made a way for us to return into a relationship with God. But let's pull ourselves back into the story of Christmas and ask the question, as you look around the decorations here, which of these characteristics or emotions, we could say, of Christmas can you most identify with tonight? Joy. Definitely easy to celebrate tonight with these beautiful children and friends and family close by. And yet tied to that very easily is sorrow. A friends and family who might be far away. Maybe peace. Peace might be that emotion that you can recognize tonight and say, yeah, there's peace in my life right now in this room. Except we know reality waits right outside that door. Tomorrow there's work. Tomorrow there's problems. Maybe love. Maybe love can be characteristic tonight. Things are going well, there's love, and yet at the same time that we sense this great love, there's also that grief of people that we have loved who have gone away, passed away. So as individuals in this Christmas season, we wrestle with this difficult and complex life. And yet into this difficult life, God appears. We're reminded tonight of the manner in which God did appear. God didn't come with a conquering army, with lights and noise, but barely noticed, quietly. And in the same way God appears in our lives today. God extends his peace to us, to those who receive his Son. The full verse that I've been talking tonight says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomever believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life. God's love is a gift. gift that you and I must personally receive. God wants to enter into our reality, our complex realities, and to bring his peace to rule. This holiday season, God isn't asking us to forget reality. He's not asking us to turn a blind eye to the problems in the world around us, to the pain, to the intolerance, to the suffering around us. He's asking that we trust in him, the living God, that together we make a difference in this world. Christmas is a season of reality. Even if it's seeing beauty through our tears, or seeing joy in the midst of difficulties, we trust that God is with us and will come again. The greatest gift that we're celebrating tonight is not something that we can go by. It's not something that we can unwrap tomorrow or on New Year's Day. It's a relationship with God himself. Whoever believes in Jesus has eternal life. So tonight, the invitation that I give to you, and I hope you sense this throughout this program, is to face reality. Face reality and find peace with God.
Mary, did you know that your baby would give sight to a blind man? Mary didn't know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand. And you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod. So when you kiss your little baby, the face of God. Your baby boy is born.